That's my song. Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, nothing shall I fear. He guides me along the right path for the sake of his name. Though I should walk in the valley of the shadow of death, no evil would I fear, for you are with me. Your crook and your staff will give me comfort. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, nothing shall I fear. You have prepared a table before me in the sight of my foes. My head you have anointed with oil, my cup is overflowing. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall. The Lord is my shepherd, nothing shall I fear. Surely goodness, mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In the Lord's own house shall I dwell for length of days unending. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, nothing shall I fear.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, in Christ, you who are once far off have become near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who made both one and broke down the dividing wall of enmity through his flesh, abolishing the law with its commandments and legal claims, that he might create in himself one new person in place of two, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile both with God in one body through the cross, putting that enmity to death by it. He came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access in one Spirit to the Father. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Rest, renewal. You know, in our often over-caffeinated 24/7 go-go world, the very ideas of rest and renewal seem almost countercultural. Yet notice what Jesus tells his apostles in today's gospel. Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. And our Lord, despite his busy ministry, lived that advice too. There are many references in Scripture to Jesus ministering at a furious pace and then retiring to a location for prayer and refreshment. Why not follow Jesus' example? For perhaps it's in that process, too, that we can rediscover the most important priorities in our lives. We can find the clarity necessary to see what is most important in life, to be open to the outpouring of God's Spirit, which always enriches and renews. For as we know, it was and is God who created time. Time for work, yes, and also for rest. In Genesis, the first creative action attributed to God was the creation of day and night, of a way of measuring existence, if you will. We in turn make decisions on how to use our time, hopefully with as much guidance and grace from God as our hearts are open to. We certainly know that we're very crafty and expert in the ways of calculating time. We have calendars mounted on walls. We have watches on our wrists. We have our cell phones in our pockets. We are people who are very conscious of time. And our language is full of time-related idioms. Time flies. Time heals. We take our time. There are good times and bad times. Killing time and running out of time. But what would happen if we took the time to rest and relax? I think a myth exists that all of our time must be accounted for with a specific outcome attached to it. Perhaps a challenge for all of us to engage in is to relax in more unmeasured time. Play that game with your grandchild. Paint a picture. Simply hang out with your friends and family. And dare I suggest, consider simply hanging out with God, resting in his arms. God declared time as good in his first act of creation. Our responsibility is in cooperating with that goodness, taking the time to heal and to seek, to love, to gather, to speak, to be silent, and to be at peace. My late father was famous for saying that no one died regretting a full inbox. And I suspect that when he looked back on his life, that his greatest and most fond memories were of times of rest and relaxation, of companionship and friendships, perhaps of those moments without necessary outcomes, family picnics, of time spent reading aloud to children, of being relieved to have scored a 7 on that difficult par 4 hole. So I watched guys at Carnoustie. I think there's a few of those holes there. You know, rest and relaxation can take many forms. Some are healthy, and maybe some are less so, I suppose. There is a phenomenon which psychologists are calling news overload syndrome. With the constant barrage of news we're downloading daily, breaking news threatens all of us in a sense. I mean, the sheer volume is almost unprecedented. I may be giving away my age here, but I remember when the internet was new and shiny, and experts bragged about how we'd spend more time at the beach and less time researching, as we'd be able to find out information at the push of a button. This easy access to information was meant to save us time and our sanity. Perhaps the joke's on us. Instead, the internet, a 24-hour news cycle, smartphones, and an unparalleled set of circumstances across our country may actually be making us feeling down and overwhelmed and anxious. Under the heading of rest, it's critical to the vitality of our families that each of us have energy. Rest provides a portion of that energy, as do opportunities to spend time together in recreation or vacation, or simply being truly present to one another. Renewal. I know that when I try to rest, even for a short period of time, I can hear God more completely. I can see the opportunities to serve Him more clearly. I feel a little less overwhelmed and have a greater sense of gratitude for the gifts in my life. Let me suggest that this is and can be true for all of us. So plan for our individual renewal in an intentional way. In an intentional way. Just as we plan our schedules and prioritize our work obligations and serve as transportation agents for our children, sometimes we need to be intentional about planning rest. Our gospel today concludes with Jesus seeing the vast crowd who had gathered for his arrival post-rest. And it is said that his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. When we allow our schedule books and commitments, real or imagined, to run our lives, we too are like sheep without a shepherd. So let us return to the shepherd of all, my friends. For when we do, when we see that his burden is easy and his yoke is light, as it also says in Matthew, when that happens, we can be truly at peace.